Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back here on Early Break on The Ticket. Nick Sainert filling in for Jake Sorensen. If the folks have not heard, Jake became a father this morning.
The baby has landed.
6:27. They'll let you know the name in a few days. 6:27 a.m. this morning. 7 pounds, 9 ounces. Beautiful baby girl. Healthy. Healthy. Most importantly, mom and baby doing great, according to Jake Sorensen. Been texted back and forth a little bit.
Jake got a tea time today, I wonder, later?
Well, they were saying that he texted them 10 minutes after it was born. She was born.
Yeah, how appropriate. How appropriate. 6:27, right?
Just
during
hold on one second, Elizabeth. I got to text the guys. That's what happened.
But it's kind of nice. It was during early break.
Yeah, right? There you go. Yeah. During early break.
Sounds like a new breaker.
Something like that.
Yeah, we have a new breaker.
There it is.
And a Ralph's roadie. Yeah. No.
Ralph, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Welcome to the studio. Welcome to work.
I love it.
You have a day ahead. What are you guys going to discuss today?
Oh, we're going to talk some football. There was a press conference yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You break that down.
Break that down a little bit. It might even talk a little NBA basketball. Just like a touch. I mean, just a sconch. Just a sconch.
I'll be honest. I actually tuned in for about a quarter yesterday.
Just a sconch.
I could talk a little bit about the Pelicans and Lakers.
Why did they sit...
Okay. Brandon Ingram?
God, good job. You rescued me. Why did they sit Ingram? Ingram.
No idea.
There's a problem.
We probably saw Klay Thompson play his last game with the Warriors last night.
Oh, that was bad.
He finished 0-10. 0-10 from the field, 0 points in a loss to the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah. So there you have it.
So the Warriors are done, or do they
Warriors play? Are done.
Because I couldn't understand the Lakers one. Like the Lakers, if they lost,
yep,
they
so,
played.
So that was the 7 seed versus the 8 seed. So the winner of the 7-8 gets the 7 seed.
Okay.
The loser of the 7-8 plays the winner of the 9-10.
Oh.
And the winner of the, what would be in this case, the Pelicans and the Kings, whoever wins that game will play, or it will be the 8 seed.
Okay.
So tonight, like the Bulls, for example, are the... So if you are 7, 8, or 9,
yeah,
you are... Excuse me, no. If you're just 7, 8, or the winner of the 9-10 game,
9-10,
you're okay.
You're in. Okay, because I was confused a little bit because it was a play-in game, but they were like, if the Lakers lose, they play... Which I think the Lakers might have wanted to lose because now they have to play the Nuggets.
Potentially. Yeah, but guys,
that was very unclear.
Well, guys,
it was.
NBA is unclear.
I don't apologize for watching the NBA. It seems like we're doing.
That. I don't watch.
Why
it.
Are we doing that? By the way,
I had DraftKings last night. I'll be honest.
Okay. Hey Nick, why are
DraftKings?
Why are you saying it that way? That I admit
it's
I watch
fantasy. I did fantasy.
Okay, sorry.
Why did you say I admit I watched the NBA? Can't you just watch the NBA?
Because that was the first time I've watched the NBA this season. Not that I'm not saying I haven't kept tabs on the NBA, but sat down and watched a game. That was the first one.
It's playoff time.
Zion went off for 40.
Yeah, and then he got
injured.
Late.
Yeah, a little grimace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You got hurt late. I'm going to watch the playoffs. I like the playoffs.
I'm not. Why? It's NBA.
What's the deal, Brad?
I don't know. I just sort of lost interest in the NBA.
Have you had interest in the past?
Oh, yeah. Back in the day. I remember back in the 80s. I mean, Lakers, Celtics. Oh, my gosh. Those were must-see television.
When did you start to fade out?
Probably 2000 and... trying to think of the last one that maybe I watched. You know, the last one I watched was probably the Golden State Cleveland Cavs.
Yeah. So Nick, LeBron would have been,
LeBron got his title.
Yeah.
Tyronn Lue got his title. I was done.
Was that in that 2014 to 16 range?
Was it that long ago?
That's been a while.
Say it again. 2016.
Wow. Holy
smokes. So that's when you begin to fade out.
That was the last one I watched. That was kind of must see TV. LeBron coming back from three games to one.
I'll watch the playoffs.
Tyronn Lue celebrating, former Husker.
I'll watch playoff basketball.
I'll watch the Chicago Bulls. Mm-hmm. I'll watch them. They face off against the Atlanta Hawks tonight.
Okay.
As the Bulls are the 9 seed, so they're in that 9-10 game. Games played at the United Center.
So they got to win.
Yeah, they do. They need to win tonight.
Ooh, Josh. Sorry, bud.
I also think it's something interesting to talk about. Speaking of NBA, Oklahoma City is 57-25.
Yeah.
Very few people are talking
about it. One coach. Seed.
Oklahoma City is the number one seed in the West.
The number one seed.
In the West. Oklahoma City. The Warriors were 6 games above 500, I believe, and they were the 10 seed. So that tells you about the West.
Mark Daigneault, the head coach for Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So his wife used to be a gymnast for the University of Florida. So I met Ashley probably about 12, 13 years ago, and then Small World. I'd talked to the gymnastics coaches for Florida, Adrian, Berde, Owen, Phil. They used to coach at Nebraska here. So they went down to Florida. Their assistant coaches down there, and they're like, oh, yeah, Ashley, she's leaving. She's moving to Oklahoma because her husband's the coach for the Oklahoma City Blue team. The
Thunder.
The minor league team, Oklahoma Blue, the G League.
Okay.
So then he coached there for like, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, and then he got promoted up to become the Oklahoma City head coach. So
gotcha.
Now they're the first family of Oklahoma City.
By the way, Heavenly Waffles is here.
Yes.
They are here from 8 to 11 a.m., not p.m., a.m. Simple is already done with his waffle.
It was chicken waffles.
It was, hello. Was it?
Well, it's chicken and waffle.
There you hello. Go.
It was with
a little bit of gravy. It appeared. So come on down, 8 to 11 a.m. They are here. Somebody asked on the text line, Heavenly Waffles today? A resounding yes. Heavenly Waffles
Bob
today,
and Kathy.
8 to 11 a.m. All right, Simple, we're out of here, man.
We did it.
Look at us.
We'll do it again.
We'll have plenty
to talk about.
Absolutely. Got plenty of stuff to talk about for Bill Bush, Steve Simple. I'm Nick Sainert. The Drive with AD, Raph, AG coming up next. It's just going to be Raph and myself today. We'll talk to you guys in just a few minutes on 93.7 The Ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.